to get a boat up on the land, you tie a rope to the bow and do what to the boat?
Pull it up.
Okay. And when your car was stuck in the motor slow, you asked somebody to get behind the car and give you a
push.
Okay. If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you say, I
lugged it along.
Okay. You ever heard of height?
No.
Or sacked or anything? Okay. If a child is reaching for a piece of fine glass that you don't want him to touch, you tell him,
keep your hands off of that.
Okay. Would you ever say, don't you touch it?
Uh-huh.
Would you say that for me?
Don't you touch it.
Okay. If you needed a hammer, you say to me, and you don't want to move, you say,
please go fetch me the hammer.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. Playing tag. What's the tree against which children hold their hands and they're safe? And nobody can tag them on that.
I don't know.
Go.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. Somebody throws you the ball and you
catch it.
Okay. You did that yesterday.
I caught it.
And you have done that.
I have caught it.
Okay. You tell them fine. Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll blank for you.
I'll wait for you.
Okay. After you've discharged somebody, he might come back to you and ask you to take him on again. He says, just give me
one more chance.
All right. If a man's in a very good mood, you say he's in a very good, he's got a very good
disposition.
Okay, or sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
Say humor for me.
Humor.
All right. If you have a hired man who keeps on loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him, and you say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to get,
I think I'm on fire.
Okay. Or get rid of him.
Uh-huh, get rid of him.
Okay, you're talking to somebody and you said he didn't know what was going on, but he blank he knew it all.
He may like it knew it all.
All right. If someone stole your pencil, what's a slang word you might use? You say, who blanked my pencil?
Who snatched my pencil? Or who snitched it up?
All right. Or swiped?
Mm-hmm, swiped.
Okay, I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Mm-hmm. You say, and you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure blank.
I sure don't remember.
All right. Say that you've got a letter and you're going to blank that letter. You're going to
address it.
No, you're gonna
mail it.
No, you're gonna, before you mail it, you're gonna, what do you do to a letter? When you're gonna, don't you
address
write?
Oh,
I'm gonna
yeah.
write him a letter. Okay, uh-huh. And yesterday you
wrote.
Okay, and you have
written.
All right. And say like you wrote somebody and asked them a question, you're expecting to get an
answer.
All right. And what do you put? And you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and you do what to it on the outside of the envelope?
Address.
All right. Okay. And say you're writing somebody, but you don't know where he lives. You say, do you know his
address?
All right. Okay, if a little boy's learned something new, like say he's learned to whistle, okay, and you want to know where he learned it, you say, who blank?
Who taught you?
Okay.
How to whistle.
All right. And when you're, say like when you're going to Miami, you say, right now, we're blank next Wednesday.
We're going next Wednesday.
Okay. What are some children's nicknames for those who tattle?
Well, tattletale or...
Okay. Tongue tattler or tattlebox? You ever heard that?
No, it's tattletale.
Okay. If you pick a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out in the garden and you do what?
You cut the flowers.
All right. And something a child has that they might play with?
Well,
all children have them.
Yo-yos?
No, just basically, you know, like they have little cars and little dolls and all those things they play with are called.
Toys?
Mm-hmm. Okay, if something happened that you expected, predicted, or were afraid was going to happen, for example, a child hurting himself while doing something dangerous, you might say, blank.
Mm-hmm.